Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations, and you're listening to Audio Players Freeze Up. Let's go to the show. Here are Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. Hey, Todd, good morning,
sir. Hey, Cal, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Off to a roaring start.
Yeah,
today.
You know, off like a herd of turtles.
And I went so well, and next thing you know, boom. Well, yeah. It's my life.
Yeah, well, hi, I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, who's sitting in the big chair, and to my right, in the usual position of prominence, Denise Dirks. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your week, Denise?
Busy. I had a trial Friday, a trial Tuesday. But gearing up for the next one.
Gearing up for the next one. For
yes,
those
ma'am.
For those that are new, or Denise practices family law. I have a criminal law background. Fred is the personal injury guru of the show. And that smooth voice that you hear behind the mic. Cal Hunter is our programmer, producer, engineer. Cal, how was your week?
You know, my week was great. It's heading into high school football season, so that means things start going crazy. And, of course, I'm trying to take a week off. And you know what that means? 7 weeks worth of work in 2 days.
Yep. That's just the way that it works here. We got a lot to cover on Radio Law Talk today. The stories in the legal world, or the stories in the world, the stories in the world that have a legal component to it, you know, because if you say the stories in the legal world, people start to gloss over it, they go to sleep. Stories in the world that have a legal component, we're going to talk about a guy, I shouldn't laugh at this one, but talk about a woman charged with attempted murder. Let's just say chlorine and coffee apparently don't mix. Yikes. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Well, they have their divorce proceedings. How many years has that been going on, Denise?
4 years.
4 years their divorce proceedings have been going on. And, we have an update on that. There may be light at the end of the tunnel. Another one about, boy, talk about picking the wrong name, a company that is part of a $60 million lawsuit because somebody didn't bother to make sure it was the same company. And this one, it could have so easily been figured out, too. But can you imagine opening up your mail, Denise? You're a business owner, anything. You open up and you find out you're being sued for $60 million. I mean... Even if it's erroneous, it's still, well, okay, I'm going to need to call a lawyer, and probably I'll need a new pair of underwear.
They serve that via mail? What? Is that how you would learn you're getting sued by $60 million? Would that come in the mail?
No, it would not. Somebody would come personally serve it.
it comes in the mail.
Worse, though, is to be find out about it on the news.
Yeah, no. Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, to find out about it on the news, like the pro ball players, you get traded and they find out about it because they're watching Sports Center. Nobody called them to let them know they're with another team. let's see, what else do we have here? A funny story about a woman that couldn't find daycare and had to go to jury duty. So
apparently, that's more common than you think.
Yeah, so she took the kids with her.
That's gonna be
an interesting one. What's in a name? What is in a name? A hot sauce maker is being sued. Class action lawsuit. Look, if you were going to tag this story with different ways to describe it, I would say what's in a name. Another one. This is just me. But ridiculous lawsuits. But, you know, look, it's all the way to the trial level now, and the judge says it can go forward. We'll talk about that. You know, what are the damages, really? Can't we all just get along? You know, things like that.
After you pay me.
Yeah, after you pay me. By the way, here on Radio Law Talk, got to give the disclaimer. Do not take anything that we say as legal advice for you and your specific issue. If you are dealing with an issue, the only advice that we really give is to seek an attorney of your choice so that you can have an in-person conversation with that individual that's privileged, and they can give you advice specific to the issue you are dealing with. Don't go into court saying, well, you know, I heard on Radio Law Talk, incite us as some sort of legal authority. That's probably the quickest way to get that deer in the headlights blank stare from the judge look that you're going to get. Radio who? Even though they do listen to us. They do listen.
One time we're brought up in the Supreme Court, and they never get over it.
Yeah, I know. Good heavens. I'm teasing. Good heavens. But, you know, there's also another reason why people log into or tune into Radio Law Talk, and that is for the infamous case or no case. And
we're going to do it today without the open, Todd, because my computer's still doing naughty things. So,
well, yeah.
Want me to set you up?
Well, if your computer's doing naughty things, I think that we need to look at your browser history there, Cal.
No. Not on the computer.
I'll tell you, if you want, everybody knows this, but if you want to see absolute fear and dread on the look of your kid's face when they get home from school, just tell them that you perused their browser history while they were at school.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they will lose all color in their face, feeling in their extremities, nearly pass out. Of course, if you have a kid that says, oh, cool, yeah, then you know that they're probably not doing anything untoward, right?
He said, I want me to go to the last slide I saw, the one on the Pythagorean theorem of mathematics, Dad. Look at that.
What yes. Do you think? Yeah.
If I could say it would be a better joke, but I'm sorry.
I was looking up origami, but I may have had a typo. Oh, okay. Oh, great. That explains
well, that
it.
That happens.
That's not how you spell weather. So anyway, yes, case or no case.
All right. Let's go to the year of 1863, shall we?
Let's do.
Jacob Old Jake Miller was a soldier. He was out in a Civil War battle and took a non-fatal musket ball to the forehead. As the battle ensued, he ended up behind enemy lines and was so bloodied by the 69 caliber musket ball that Southern soldiers could not recognize him as a Yankee. Eventually, he ended out back with his own group of people, and when his enlistment ran out and the war ended, pieces of lead kept coming out of his forehead every so often, and he was obviously permanently disabled. He went to the government and said, I would like a disability pension, if you please. And the government said, nah, we don't do that. You're getting along. You're breathing. You're upright. What do you want from us? Miller sought help of a lawyer to see if the Department of the Army might be persuaded by a lawsuit. He wanted to know if he was entitled to this pension for his service disability, so he wondered if he had a case or no case, and that's the question in our first one today. Denise, I think we'll start with you, if you don't mind.
Okay, and this was in 1863?
1863.
And what side was he on?
He was a northerner, the side that won, that had the government intact when the war ended, you know.
It was a civil war, though, right?
That's correct, yes.
1863, not to be confused with, you know, the War of 1812, which by its title would have been earlier, or either of the world wars that we were in.
Well, I'm kind of like Anna Nicole Smith. I don't really remember dates.
That's what Todd said, the same thing. Different story. Okay.
Why did he ghost me? I don't remember dates.
Okay, let's see. I don't think there were pensions back then. I don't know why. I'm going to say no case.
All right, fair enough. Todd Kinnon, what do you think about this?
I think that I have to ruminate over this for the period of time that we're going to take our break, because we are coming up on our first break.
Yes, we are.
And so I am going to stall for time. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. When we come back, I'll give my answer on this one. And then after that, we're going to get into a bunch of cool stories, stuff that's going on in the legal world this past week or so.
Okay. Lots of good stuff coming up on Radio Law Talk, including the answer to the Civil War disability pension story on Case or No Case. That's next, right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. do that.
Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is no fun.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@RadioLawTalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At RadioLawTalk.com.
.com.
Okay, so we're back. And I guess because we heard all that stuff, it means Cal got the computer running.
Yes, thank goodness, yes.
All right, so case or no case, Cal. It was the setup was a guy fighting for the Union Army was shot Took a shot to the forehead. It was, what was it, a
musket?
Like a 63 caliber.
A 63 caliber musket ball to the forehead. He was behind enemy lines when he got shot. The Southern Army, the Southerners, they thought he was dead, right, or whatever.
Well, they just said he's so bloody.
One of them.
They thought it was one of them.
One of them.
So bloody, yeah.
And so, long and short of it, though, he survives. He makes it back, and he's still got pieces of lead coming out of his head and clearly disabled. And he wants the question is, was he able to file a lawsuit or secure some sort of claim so that he could get disability benefits from the government? Is that right?
That's the long and short of it. Yes, okay. A pension for the Civil War. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Cal, Denise said no case.
Yeah, she did.
And Let me ask this one question, Denise, if you have it really, if you have the information at your fingertips. Where do we stand right now in points?
Oh, critical. Oh, by the way, double points Saturday because Fred's gone.
That's right. Fred is double points Saturday. So Denise said no case. Normally she'd get 2 points for that. If she's correct, she gets 4.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. I'm at 19.
Okay.
Fred's at 21.
All right.
And you're at 15.
And I'm at 4.
And you're at 9.
Oh, 9. Okay.
Right. Okay. She's at 9. He's at 9. All right. Mm-hmm. So tactically, if I said no case and kept pace with Denise, we either stay where we're at or both of us pick up 4 points on Fred. Now, I like to run with scissors. I like to live life on the edge. I have been known to dip an Oreo cookie in whole milk, maybe even full cream, not just 2% or that skim milk. You know, water with white dye in it.
Forget that low-fat stuff. Yeah.
So, yeah, because I live on the edge, I'm going to say this is a case.
Okay.
And what the heck? I'm going to say he prevails. And this ends up being the start of something that we now all enjoy, or people in the military, a benefit that people in the military enjoy, and it was because of the claim this guy started and he prevailed on.
I love the way you've spun that forward. That's good. Now, this is something that you learn from going into Ancestry.com and looking at old records. I had a relative who served in the Revolutionary War, and he got a pension for serving in the Revolutionary War. He was wounded. Now, didn't have to be wounded to get a pension. So in this case, Mr. Miller did file a claim for a pension, but not a court case. As soon as the hearing officer saw the bullet hole in his forehead, he said, here. He signed the paper and gave it to him immediately. So, Denise, you are correct. It is no case. And, Todd, you are correct that Mr. Old Jake Miller won. He got his pension. Just by applying, and there was some question about that. So you can figure. I'm going to give both of you 4 points because I'm feeling generous today.
Okay,
if that's okay with you.
So it did. So if I had said no case,
yep,
I would have been in the exact same spot as I am now.
Yeah, you could have been anything.
Either way, we both picked up 4 points on Fred.
And that is for now, case or no case. Now to Radio Law Talk with Todd and Denise.
Okay, all right. Denise, do you drink coffee?
Yes.
Cal, you are not a coffee drinker.
Never have.
Okay. All right. I have drunk coffee in the past, and you know, just wasn't really an acquired taste. A little too bitter for me. I like my caffeine cold, and usually with the
bubbles
and something that rhymes with Iet Coke. I don't know. Diet Coke. And but so in coffee, have you ever tasted a cup of coffee that was so bad that rather than talk to the person that made it or do anything else, you decided to get chlorine test strips for your swimming pool and use that to test the integrity of the coffee? Have you ever had that happen to you, Denise?
No.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh because this is a serious case. There's a person being charged with attempted murder. An Arizona woman was arrested recently and is charged with attempted murder because, as her husband reported, the investigation shows, as alleged, they're alleging that she was pouring chlorine or putting chlorine, bleach, things like that, in his coffee.
Wouldn't that turn it white?
Well, you know, you would think.
Yeah.
But you know, that's not the whole story. follow me on this one. I mean, first of all, and I know sometimes this happens, but it's the couple was getting a divorce, but they were still living together. All right, which
I don't get that.
I don't get that, but you know that's what they were doing. They were still living together, and they were stationed. He's in the military. They were stationed in Germany. Okay, and he starts drinking his coffee, and it tastes nasty. And he gets the test strips, and he thinks there's chlorine in it, but he doesn't report it to authorities because, as he said, I didn't want to have this thing prosecuted in Europe.
Oh.
So they waited until he waits until he gets shipped back to Arizona, and then he puts a camcorder and records what he believes is his wife pouring bleach in his coffee, gives it to the cops. What do the cops do?
Can we taste it?
They say that's not enough evidence because we can't see that it's bleach that she's pouring in your coffee. So he's got to put himself at harm again.
I mean, they turned him down. Rather than get involved in helping with the investigation, bring us back some more. When we come back, I shouldn't laugh, but when we come back, we'll finish this one up, and then we got other stories to get to. Oklahoma man wrongfully named in a $60 million lawsuit. Wait till you hear how easily this could have been avoided if somebody had just used, I don't know, spell check?
All right, lots more coming up on Radio Law Talk on this great local radio station where you're listening, or on RadioLawTalk.com. We're kind of fond of that, too. So stay tuned as the big broadcast continues after this. Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just gonna do.
Best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
USA News Update. Hawaii vacationers are being told to stay away from Maui.
Contact either your travel agent or their hotel where they're staying and see the impact.
Airlines, including Delta, Southwest, and United, offering travel waivers or options to either reschedule or cancel flights to the island. An investigation underway after a 3-year-old girl from Venezuela died in Illinois after being sent from Texas on a bus full of migrants. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has bused thousands of migrants to Illinois. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case issuing a protective order over the handling of evidence. A ban on assault-style weapons being upheld by the Illinois Supreme Court. That law had faced months of legal challenges. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So, finishing up on this story about the Arizona woman who was arrested for allegedly pouring chlorine in her husband's coffee. She's arrested for and being charged with attempted murder. The story is just, so to recap, it starts in Germany where he's stationed, and he tastes the coffee, he gets the chlorine strips, checks the coffee that tastes nasty, comes back positive for having the presence of chlorine. And then, the documents, the court filings stated that the husband continued faking drinking the coffee while still in Germany because he wanted to wait till he got back to the United States. So, because he didn't want his wife prosecuted or soon to be ex-wife prosecuted in Europe. Now, this reminded me. Do you remember, Cal, maybe you remember, Denise, too. Do you remember those old commercials for Uban coffee?
Yes.
And they'd be at the restaurant, and the server would come around and say, "Would you like a second cup of coffee, sir?" And the wife says, "Oh, no, Jim never. He never has a second cup of coffee." He says, "Actually, I'd like some." And she thinks, Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home. And then it's all about you, Ben, coffee. You know, he's got a fake drink in the cup of coffee. You know, my husband never has a second cup of coffee at home. Yes, because you're putting bleach in it. That's why.
It's not coffee. It's chlorine.
It's chlorine. Well, they get back to the United States. What was it? He sets up a camera. They go ahead and he gets what he thinks is video evidence of his wife putting bleach in his coffee. Takes it to the cops. What do they say? Denise, what did they sell him?
They told him it's not enough. We can't see that she's putting chlorine. We can't see what it is she's putting in her coffee.
Yeah, we can't read the word bleach. I mean, for all we know, it says pleach. Leech or each, I don't know. So he has to get a better camera angle. He does. They're able to do that. The police come over, and they test the coffee maker, find bleach and chlorine in the coffee maker. She wasn't just pouring it in the coffee, allegedly. She was pouring bleach in the coffee maker and letting it percolate through.
Wow. The state that brought you Jody Arians now brings you the bleach coffee killeress.
So come to find out also, she had just purchased, what was it, a $250,000 home in, or she was released on $250,000 bond, and the high bail amount was requested because she had just purchased a home in the Philippines. So look, for those of you wondering about red flags in relationships, let me, let's go ahead and keep score here. And Denise, you might run into this with family law cases where they come in. You know, if you ever have a client come in and say, "Look, I think I need a divorce." Why? I don't know. The coffee tasted like bleach. I have video of her putting bleach, and she just purchased a home in another country. I'm thinking the relationship might be on the outs. You know, and she's charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, I think if that had happened in Germany, that it would go through the martial courts or whatever it is, right?
So it
would not have been prosecuted by German officials. It would have been processed by
military court. Okay.
So yeah. I think he wanted to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, you know. Maybe he was worried that in Germany they taste, "Look, this tastes good to us. Don't know what you're talking about."
Now, do the Philippines have an extradition treaty with us?
I don't.
Yes.
They do. Okay. That's right. I know they do because we did the hitman case a couple of weeks ago where they were in the Philippines.
But they don't. They're not members of the Hague Convention for Children. They're not there.
Yeah.
But they are. That we do have an extradition treaty with them.
But because of the bail amount, and when you have that bail amount, you have to surrender passports and everything like that, she couldn't make it to the Philippines. She's stuck where she's at, unless she absconds. But that's the case. Denise, moving on, we had to, you showed me one there that you wanted to do. Was the...
It's like attempted murder stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I just... Sometimes people are so strange. So there is a person who is a very famous singer. I think she's a rapper, actually. I think that's what you would have to characterize her, as a rapper. But her name is Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Yes.
And she had a boyfriend. He was a Canadian rapper, and he shot her in the foot. This is no joke. I think he missed badly. And, you know, for some reason, I think sometimes to get street cred, you know, certain types of musicians, they do things that are illegal to get some street cred, right?
It's also like a scene out of Gunsmoke, where bad guys would occasionally tell a good guy, "Go ahead and dance," right? Or was it in Goodfellas where what's his name got shot in the feet as well?
Yeah, Spider, the server, he got shot in the foot. By the way, this Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
Okay, so do you remember during the pandemic when we were all home and half the country is watching videos on TikTok and all of these ones, and there was one song where the lyrics are, "I'm a savage, ratchet, bougie, you know, classy, bougie." That is Megan Thee Stallion. She's the artist that recorded that.
Music was used for a lot of different TikTokers, right?
Yeah. You know,
it was kind of a background music.
That was the TikTok dance that, you know, everybody wanted to, but me. I didn't do it. But that was the dance that everybody was, I think Cal uploaded like 10 videos of.
I have, and they got 4 views.
Yes. And so what happened? She gets...
She gets shot in the foot. Luckily, it was just in the foot. And the rapper, Tony Lanez, he has been sentenced to 10 years for shooting her in the foot. Now, he did apologize. He said he was very, very sorry. And he did look like he was, taking responsibility for his own actions. But he's going to jail because of what he did.
Here's the thing about his apology. I don't know what sort of a criminal record he has, and I know his attorneys were trying to push for probation. And oftentimes you'll get probation if you don't have much of a criminal record and things like that. But his conduct, the apologies at sentencing notwithstanding, his conduct after the incident was absolutely deplorable. I mean, this happened in the summer of 2020, which, by the way, was probably at the height of her popularity with that song being played all over
That's
on TikTok,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
And he had gone to a party with her, I believe, at one of the Kardashians' house, Kylie Jenner's house. And this incident happened as they were leaving that party. And there was a question about it wasn't reported immediately. And then it was finally reported to the authorities. Well, Lana has released an album in like September or October of 2020, 10 songs on the album, and almost every one of the songs had some reference to how the shooting never happened. And
right.
How can she, well, like one of the lyrics was, how could she claim she was shot when no bones or tendons were affected or anything like that? There were attempts to show from folks to show that she was lying, and she was just mercilessly harassed.
Wow.
And
on the social media.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was bad. And you know what? He didn't just shoot her once. He said to her, get up and dance. Let's see you dance. He shot 5 times. Now, that is very, very, very reckless.
Was she struck by 5 bullets?
Only once. That's why I said she was very lucky.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's one thing to paint this picture before a judge at the time of sentencing about how contrite you are and how you're a great father and all this. But the judge and the prosecution came back and said, well, let's look at everything. The prosecution was essentially arguing these are crocodile tears because the true measure of the man, of the person, is the way he acted after the incident when he knew what he had done and was calling her a liar. For 6 months before he was charged, and then all of that. So
really, I agree with that too.
So he's going to go away. These will also be offenses that will qualify as strikes under California law, and he'll have to deal with that moving forward. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about an Oklahoma man who wakes up one morning, finds out he's a main player being sued for $60 million.
Wow.
Yikes.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhnen and Denise Dirks. Stay tuned because the big broadcast will continue in just a little bit.
That ain't the reason to sigh. People saying that I did wrong. Just because I'm living on the...
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
You know, I'm really trying to figure out. You always wonder what's going on in somebody's life or what they're thinking about. By the little things, you know, little things that they say. And I'm really trying to read the tea leaves here for Cal by listening to the different sound bites that we've had coming back. Because I've heard that every time I'm out, I think I'm out, they drag me back in. The Godfather. What was that one? I am a human being.
The Elephant Man.
The Elephant Man. And I'm just, Cal, are you doing okay? I think that about says it all.
All right, no. All is well.
Okay, all right. Just checking, you know.
The next chord's going to be, I killed them all.
Actually, the next one I have was, I see dead people. But anyway, that's enough.
Red rum.
Rosebud.
And then he'll catch himself, and you know, we'll get roses and lollipops, and you know, we're back to the facade. Okay, Cal. Okay. So, how would you feel, Denise? You're in business for yourself. You have your own law office. Yes. Very successful business person. How would you feel if, when you first hung out your own shingle, when you first went into business, you're just, you know, all right, hitting the ground running, waiting for the phone to ring, when the clients are going to come in, and one of the first things that you get coming through the door is you're served with a $60 million lawsuit.
This is no fun.
Yeah, a $60 million lawsuit, and you're like, I haven't even been in business for 6 months. How did that happen? You know,
that would freak me out.
That would be interesting dinner conversation. How to go to work? How to go to work today, dear? Well, the P&L statement took a hit. So, Oklahoma City, a one-man company. So this is an individual in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, is recovering after being wrongfully sued for $60 million. So what happened was he opened a company, and the company is called Red Dirt Electric. That's the name of his company, Red Dirt Electric. Well, there was another company out there called Red Dirt Construction.
Oh, no.
And they were being sued. Red Dirt Construction had been in business for a while. They were being sued because of environmental effects and all the stuff that went on with this construction company. And somebody apparently thought, look, two of the three words are the same. Let's just go ahead and sue this guy. Instead, he sued Red Dirt Electric. And here's the irony of this. The cause of action, the conduct that led to the lawsuit, occurred before Red Dirt Electric was even formed as a company and became a business entity. And so here this guy gets sued. He sees in there the dates of the allegations, and he's trying to get somebody on the horn to say, hey, you got the wrong guy. I wasn't even in business when this stuff happened, let alone did I do any of that stuff. And what was it, an easy thing for him to get this lawsuit dismissed? No, it took a while.
I wonder how much it cost.
It's expensive. Was it in federal court?
I believe so.
Yeah,
wow.
I think so, too, which is really difficult.
Okay, but don't you think Red Dirt and Oklahoma, would that not be one of those things that you could not patent or copyright? I mean, Red Dirt is Oklahoma, is it not?
Well,
I mean, Red River Valley.
We have Red Dirt in Oregon.
No, but I'm saying if it's a ubiquitous name for a lot of the businesses in Oklahoma, is my thinking, because it's so common.
You're talking about...
That was if they were getting mistaken for each other's, copyright infringement or something.
Right.
Yeah, but this case was different. It was like a whole mistaken identity of an entity that was sued for $60 million.
Wow.
And what happens when you're sued for $60 million, and if you are the defendant and you get that suit dismissed? What happens?
Reputation recovery, right?
Well, there's reputation recovery. You get that. But what do you think, Denise?
Well, I'm thinking you're going to get your attorney fees.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Yeah. So you're going to recoup some money for your damages, which is the attorney fees you've had to expend in the matter to get the dismissal.
Yeah. You know, and look, I get that you have to hire an attorney, you have to go in there, but you'd hope that this would be something where you could say, go to the entity that sued you and just go and say, look, this is not me. Let me show you the articles of incorporation that I have here. This is when I founded. This is what I do. I was not responsible for this fire. I was not responsible for this thing that happened. And,
And you would think if this new business, may have a cause of action for defamation of character or something to that effect. But no, it's a new business. Any kind of damages they could show for that would be entirely speculative.
Yeah.
So the only thing they could really do is recover their attorney fees.
So it's one of those things where you're out. Now, obviously, there are some that would argue that any publicity is good publicity, I don't know. I think Subway Sandwich might have a bone to pick with that. With that argument. Let's see, they're not foot long.
They have a foot in the steak.
Yeah. And the whole Jared thing. Yeah,
it's not tuna. It's not a foot long. And then there's Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I still maintain whoever is doing Subway's marketing, the fact that they are still on the map and a viable concern and people still eat there, those marketing folks are worth their weight in gold because they've had a lot of stuff to overcome, right?
Right.
And yikes. I mean, Of course, with regard to the $5 footlong, they might have been the ones that started that. In the sense that, well, I don't know, before we do this ad slogan, does somebody actually want to go out there and measure the...
Nah,
it's close enough.
No, we'll have lettuce hanging over.
Well, yeah.
They should have gone back. Let's go Old Testament. We'll call it a one cubit, a $5 cubit. That's what it is. What's a cubit? I don't know.
They should have just called it a meter sandwich.
Nobody would have known then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We can't sell these at all in the United States. Are you measuring from the base of the sandwich? What's,
how does that work?
How does that work? But,
Doctor, I got a short sandwich. No, I mean,
well, you know,
somebody said that. Hey, lawyer, I got a short sandwich. And the lawyer goes, you know, I think there's some money in that. Isn't that kind of odd?
Yeah, what's it like? You get that phone call. The intake person goes in, you know, the receptionist calls back to the managing partner, the attorney who's doing intake for the day. Hey, I got a call. All right, what's the nature of the call? Well, I got a guy on the phone here that says he went to Subway Sandwiches and bought a foot long. And when he got home and measured it, it was only 11 and a half inches long. Now, what's the reaction of the attorney when they hear that? Is it like... Oh, finally.
No.
I'll be able to retire.
It was Shaq. Shaq heard they had a foot-long sandwich, and he puts it up to his foot and goes, no, it's no. Not.
Can't you see the lawyer in Seinfeld? You got a case.
You got a case. What is Subway? Free Subway sandwiches for your life. Done. Oh, what happened to my case? Oh, my gosh. Now we're going off the rails here. So the Oklahoma guy, he gets the case tossed, and somehow we went from Oklahoma red dirt to Subway sandwiches. Probably because I didn't have breakfast this morning. So, all right. So with that, we're coming up on our first hours in the books here. And when we come back after the top of the hour, we got FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Well, let's just put it this way. He's Bankman, not Fried anymore. Yeah. We got a Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie update. UFC's getting sued. Triplets go to jury selection. And a hot sauce maker is being sued for misleading the public, allegedly. All that and more when we come back on Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us.
I'll go out and grab you a Subway during the break. Stay tuned as there's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, wherever you're listening, whether it's your favorite local radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back at 6 minutes after the next hour. We'll see you next time.
RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.